Good morning. It is Sunday, the Lord's Day, the day of resurrection, July the 14th, in the year of our Lord, 2024. I'm J.D. Walt, and this is your wake-up call. Today's entry, as always now on Sundays, is coming to us from Timothy and Julie Tennant. And this is Psalm 13 today. How long, O Lord, is the name of our entry. Hear now the word of the Lord from Psalm 13. How long, Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? How long must I wrestle with my thoughts and day after day have sorrow in my heart? How long will my enemy triumph over me? Look on me and answer, Lord my God. Give light to my eyes, or I will sleep in death. And my enemy will say, I have overcome him, and my foes will rejoice when I fall. But I trust in your unfailing love. My heart rejoices in your salvation. I will sing the Lord's praise, for he has been good to me. The word of the Lord. Now consider this meditation from A Meditative Journey Through the Psalms by Timothy and Julie Tennant. This is the only psalm in the Bible that begins with a series of five questions. All five questions reveal the inner anguish of the psalmist in the face of the silence of God. How long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? How long must I wrestle with my thoughts and every day have sorrow in my heart? How long will my enemy triumph over me? That's verses 1 and 2. Those are the five questions. Sorry, that was my comment. Allow these questions to resonate deep within you. The Psalms do not shy away from asking God questions. The How Long Psalms are found throughout the Psalter, carving out at the heart of biblical revelation the necessary theological space for lament and anguished questions before God. Sometimes we, like David, find ourselves living in the agony of the silence of God. We come before God and all we seem to have are unanswered questions. It is important that we, as the church, acknowledge the reality and depth of such experiences. Indeed, one of the chief ways that the Psalms serve as a means of grace to us is by giving voice to the full range of what we experience in relationship with God. Sometimes our prayers are not answered in ways that we understand or can see. Some of our prayers go unanswered for many agonizing years as we learn to lean into God and journey through a kind of habitat of waiting. The important lesson from Psalm 13 is to never forget in your times of darkness what God has revealed in the times of light. The psalmist, even in the depth of God's silence, puts his trust in God's unfailing love, verse 5. In the midst of unanswered questions, the psalmist declares, "My heart rejoices in your salvation." He even chooses to sing to the Lord because he remembers God's past faithfulness. He has been good to me, verse 6. His circumstances have not changed. His inner emotional state may still be in turmoil. His prayers may yet remain unanswered. Yet he remembers. He trusts And that in itself begins to transform us and reorient us. We also recognize this psalm could only anticipate what we now know in full, namely that Christ himself has entered into this liminal space between the silence of God and the full joy of divine resolution. Indeed, this psalm points us to the agony of Christ himself in the Garden of Gethsemane, who had to trust God's faithfulness even in the midst of God's silence. In the agony of the garden, it was difficult for Jesus Christ to capture a sense of the glory that would unfold in a few short days in the wake of the empty tomb and his glorious resurrection. Christians must cultivate holy memories of God's work in history and in our lives, which alone can sustain us in the times of despair and darkness. Christ's obedience to go to the cross was made possible through just such holy memories. Likewise, God will also bring us from the question marks of life to the great exclamation marks of his sure action. Now, we're going to sing Psalm 13 today. We're going to sing it to the tune, Arise, which is also known as Come Ye Sinners, Poor and Needy. You'll know, I will arise and come to Jesus. That's the tune. So, you got the words, if you have the email open. You can also see the words in the Psalter website we have, which is linked in the email. Some of you have already gotten the Psalter book that has all of the psalms arranged like this with tunes for singing. Are you ready? How long, Lord, will you forget me? How long will you hide your face? How long, Lord, will this depression grip my soul in its embrace? How long will this dreadful sorrow pierce my heart all night and day? How long will my soul's attacker be exalted o'er my way? Look on me, Lord, come and answer. Light my eyes, lest death approach, lest my enemy claim victory and my foes gloat in reproach. But I trust your loving kindness, in salvation I'll rejoice, for the Lord has been good to me, I will sing with heart and voice. Amen. That fit, didn't it? That tune, that worked. I know a lot of you are dealing with just the very situation that the psalm unfolds here. I've been dealing with this myself for quite some time. That sort of, how long, Lord? And going through trials and difficulties and darkness that you don't understand, and you wonder, will it relent? I know a lot of you are facing that, and boy, what a way to engage with it. Psalm 13. This really spoke to me today, and I appreciate Tim and Julie for their faithfulness to help us appropriate it. Yeah, you know, they listed a lot of the how long psalms in the reading today. I didn't read them. There were so many. Psalm 6, 13, 35, 74, 80, 89, 90, 94, 119, and they put verses by each one. They really have done a magisterial work with the psalms that I commend to you in the two-volume set. You know, I'm never selling, but I'm always sowing. So it's Sunday, and we're not hitting the fields today. This is the Lord's Day. We're going to the house of the Lord. And so I want to encourage you to go and join together with the house of God, which are the other believers, the body of Christ, right? Living stones being built together into a spiritual house for the declaration of the glory of God. There's no other way to do that than together. Now, I know a lot of you can't get out. You can't get to church for many reasons. You're bound in your home. So I want to encourage you to join online with your church if you can. If you can, I welcome you to come to our church here in Gillette. We meet 10:30 every Sunday morning. It's carried live on the internet like so many churches are. You can just go onto YouTube and Google Gillette Methodist Church and you'll find it. Yeah, or you can go on Facebook and Google Gillette Methodist Church and you'll find it there. We have a pretty classic worship service. I mean, we're going to sing a opening and a closing hymn. We're going to declare the Apostles' Creed. We're going to sing the doxology and the Gloria Patri. We're going to pray. It's so simple and so amazing and so beautiful. And I would always love for you to join us there. Anyhow, it's time to get going. We gotta get our game on. It's game day, friends. And I'll see you at the house for the awakening. And for Timothy and Julie Tennant, I'm J.D. Walt.
We hope that today's entry challenged and encouraged you. And thanks for listening to The Wake Up Call, powered by Seedbed. Be sure to share this with a friend, leave us a rating, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. Find out more and join the movement by visiting our website at seedbed.com/wakeupcall.